Okay, you can be dismissed. Hallelujah. I've got a real quick word to give you this morning before I get into the message. The message is not very long. This is the first Mother's Day sermon or day that I've preached that I can recall. But when I was sitting over there, God wanted me to just to share with you a quick word, quick nugget, a prophetic word to grab a hold of and run with it, okay? And he said that God is changing your position. And that, other words, he wants you to do something you've never done before, even if it's uncomfortable. And there is a shifting, a supernatural shifting taking place. And within that shifting, it's going to make you uncomfortable because you're going to find yourself doing what you've not done before. But he said within that, he's giving you an anointing to do it. But in order for you to see what you've been believing for, this must happen. And suddenly you're going from here to there. And suddenly a door will open, suddenly a phone call, suddenly a surprise in the mailbox, suddenly. Amen? Are you ready for a suddenly? So be expecting a suddenly this week. Be expecting somebody to ask you to do something and don't be quick to say no. Because God's going to put you in a position to where it's going to make you uncomfortable. And it's going to make you feel like you can't do it. And he says, that's okay, because you can't do it on your own. It's going to take his strength. The anointing is there for you to do it. If he calls you, he will anoint you. Amen. So that's just a quick nugget this morning. Amen. You receive that?
Receive it.
Amen. Receive that in the name of Jesus. Well, of course, today is Mother's Day, and I'm going to preach a message today a little bit different than maybe you've heard before. But, you know, pressures are on mothers today greater than it ever has been, because we live in a different world than we did just a few years ago. So, you know, being a mother or even being in a parenting role in general is taken on a whole new level. And with all the new technology that comes out every day, us older folks can't keep up with it. So kids kind of get around with stuff nowadays that they couldn't even a few years ago. So it seems as if parents today need a college education before they ever have children.
Amen.
They need to take some courses on what you need to do to be a parent. Amen. So many mothers, you know, want to be their kids' friends. You're not your kid's best friend. Quit being your kid's best friend and be a mother and be a parent. It doesn't mean you can't be their friend, but don't be their best friend. Because you know what happens when you get to be best friends with somebody? You let each other buy with stuff that you wouldn't let nobody else buy with. So that's why you don't need to be your kid's best friend. You need to be a mother. So let's just start off with some funny things, second graders. So people ask some second graders a question about mothers, and this is their response. Because you know kids, they're open and honest. So a teacher had just given her second grade class a lesson on magnets. Now she came to the session of the question part. And she asked the class, my name starts with an M, and I pick things up. What I am I? A little boy's hand shot up, and he said, you're a mother. So this is some more questions they asked second graders. It says, why did God make mothers? So why did God give you your mother and not some other mom? And a child replied, well, we're related. And God knew she liked me a lot more than other people's moms like me. Well, why did your mom marry your dad? Well, my grandma says my mom didn't have her thinking cap on. So who is the boss at your house? Well, I guess mom is because she has a lot more to do than dad. What does your mom do in spare time? Mothers don't have spare time. What is that? What would it take to make your mom perfect? Well, on the inside, I know she's already perfect, but on the outside, I think she could use some kind of plastic surgery. They didn't get their brownie for supper, did they? So I'm going to do a Mother's Day message today, but it's not going to be a little bit different than what you've heard before. So, you know, we could talk about how awesome mothers are and how blessed you are, and or a message on how to be a better mother, 7 points, all that stuff. And we know how the Bible is filled with great women that became great mothers. And we have Sarah, the mother of Isaac and Ishmael. We have Rebecca, the mother of Jacob. Rachel, the mother of Joseph. And Moses' mother, Aaron and Miriam. And these are mighty women of faith that we can read about in the Bible and learn from. that raise their children for God. And but if you're here today or you're listening and to this message and you have a great relationship with your mother, count your blessings. If you're going to spend time with your mother today and they're still here, count your blessings. If you had a struggled relationship and it's been restored, count your blessings. If you've had children that live afar off and they're going to call you today or have called you today or sent you a gift or something, amen, count your blessings. So I have been blessed to have had a Christian mother, and this will be my first Mother's Day without her. But I have memories, good memories, that I can cherish. But, you know, just because everything is all right in my world, where I have come in my relationship with my mother, doesn't mean it's all right in everybody else's world. And sometimes we can get in our own world of thinking, and we're all right with a lot of things, but we forget about the ones that are hurting. We forget about the sons and daughters that don't have a relationship with their mother and may not have a mother figure in their life. We forget about the mothers that are estranged from their children for whatever reason, the mothers that may have had their children taken away because of a lifestyle they didn't live. So for some, this Mother's Day is not a day filled with happiness. It's a day filled with sadness and hurt and disappointment. Amen. And so for a son or daughter, there may be no happy memories to cherish of a mother. There may have been the absence of a mother figure. And for some, mothers could have been abusive in some way. Or for a mother, there could have been a child lost to death in the last year. Or a child that has decided to go down a dark path after you've raised them in church and you've taught them the word. And a broken heart, when you talk about a broken heart or something that's broken inside of you and that's hurt, it's an emotional aching in your chest that seems to never go away. And it happens when you're deeply disappointed or grieved over a life circumstance. And this is a real world with real problems, real hurts, and real disappointments. But we serve a God that can heal all of our hurts, that can take care of all of our disappointments, and He is a God of restoration. So I'm not here today to take away the joy of the celebration of Mother's Day. I'm not here to take away the happiness of that. But as a minister that stands behind the pulpit, I know the gospel is the good news. So I present to you the good news today of Jesus Christ, that He came to seek and to save that which was lost. And if you have lost your relationship with your mother, or you're a son and daughter here and you have lost your relationship with your mother, Jesus wants you to be encouraged today, and He wants to heal your broken heart. I don't need to preach to you mothers that have it all together or that have that relationship, but I want to speak to the ones that are brokenhearted today. So I know in my heart there's some that are struggling just to get through today, and the gospel is good news today. So I don't want anyone leaving or hearing this message and thinking it's just a Mother's Day sermon. It's just a precious Mother's Day sermon on how to be a good mother. So I want to speak to the sons and daughters and to mothers today that are brokenhearted. The Bible says in Psalms 34:18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who have a crushed spirit. So if your heart is broken, you'll find God right there. If you're kicked in the gut, He'll help you catch your breath. That's what the Message Bible says. The NIV, I'm going to read that again. It says, the Lord is close. And I'm talking to you mothers, and I'm talking to you sons and daughters today. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are of a crushed spirit. The Message Bible translation says, if your heart is broken, you'll find God right there. If you're kicked in the gut, He'll help you catch your breath. Praise God. You know, if you heard me say before, and every time I say it, it's so strong in me that when things happen in our life unexpectedly, when that relationship with that child or that son and daughter's relationship with that mother has gone not the way God intended for it to go, it seems like you've been kicked in the gut, so to speak. Have you ever just been hit suddenly in the stomach and how you lose your breath? Things sometimes happen in our life and in our relationship that catches us off guard sometimes, and it seems like that we've had a kick in the gut, and it's knocked the breath out of us. And the natural, you cannot live without oxygen very long. If you quit breathing, eventually your organs are going to start shutting down, and you're eventually going to die. Amen, because that oxygen, that blood that's flowing through your brain is what gives oxygen to your vital organs. And so the very thing that starts shutting down is your vital organs that keeps you alive. And that's the reason the devil wants to use the circumstances of life to kick you in the gut, to get you to start dying and stop living. And so many people go through life not breathing in the spiritual sense, not breathing. And so when you're not breathing, you're not living. Because God has come to give us life and life more abundantly. So the word tells us that the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he does this by the circumstances of life and destroying relationships. Because he doesn't like for relationships to be right and to be godly. Because when the relationships are right, there's power in the agreement of two. Amen? So he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he does this by the circumstances of life. So if you're a son or daughter here today and you're listening or by the internet or you're listening to this message later and you're not celebrating Mother's Day because of the hurt or disappointment, you're just kind of going through the motions, you have a broken heart and you've been living for so long without breathing because you held on to that, he wants you to begin to breathe again today. He wants you to let it go and begin to breathe today. And it doesn't take away from the hurt, the disappointment, or the brokenheartedness of the situation. But he can give you the strength to get through it until there's healing. He can give you wisdom to get through it, to do what you know to do is right, until that deliverance takes place, until that relationship is restored again, until that hurt is completely healed. And it will get better in time. It will get better in time, because God not only wants to heal us physically, but he wants to heal memories too. And sometimes we're so tormented by memories that we don't want to breathe, because when we do start breathing, it causes us to start remembering again. But God said, I will heal you everywhere you hurt and every place you hurt in Jesus' name. So he wants you to breathe again. And in breathing, you will find life again. You'll be able to live and rejoice in the God of your salvation. The Bible says in Psalms 147:3, he said, he heals the brokenhearted. This is so good. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, healing their pain and comforting their sorrow. Wow. Amen. For the heart that's resentful, he said, I'll give you a heart that's full of peace. For the heart that's anxious, I'll give you a heart that's confident. For the heart that's lonely, I'll give you a heart that's full of love. We talked about, sung a lot about love, the love of God today. The heart that has been bitter and angry, he said, I'll give you a heart that is forgiving, loving, and generous instead. For the heart that is hurting, he said, I'll give you a heart of peace. Nothing missing or nothing broken. So for the sons and daughters that are here today, or mothers that are here today that are hurting, that are brokenhearted, it may seem all your hope is gone. There is hope because we serve a God of hope. And that's one way the enemy wants to come in and keep you from breathing, is to cause you to think that you don't have hope anymore. And you know, when you don't have hope, there's probably a feeling no worse than feeling like you're hopeless in a situation. There is nothing you can do about it. And sometimes when we get to that place, it's good, because then that's when God says, I'll be able to do something now, because you've taken your hands off of the situation and you've tried to figure it out on your own and you've tried to make it happen on your own. But he said, when I restore the relationship, when I bring restoration, it'll be better than what it was before. So the Greek word for hope there is ELPO, elpo. And it means to look forward to with pleasurable confidence and expectation. In other words, God wants you to see the situation as it can be, not as it is. You need to see the relationship restored. You need to see that there is peace. Amen. And Paul said in Romans 5:15-13, he said, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. So Paul introduces us to an awesome idea here. He said that you may abound in hope. Now, when you are abounding in something, you're not staying in the same position. You're going from here to there. There's action. He means that you may have enough to spare, a supply that is overflowing, excessive and beyond measure. So that sounds like, you know, how can that happen? It can, because God is the God of hope. So sometimes we're in that situation and we're in that moment of time when we're not breathing, it seems like there's no hope. There's nothing moving, and you're just like, just a ray of sunshine, just a phone call, just something to let me know that I've not been forsaken. You've got that word this morning. God knows about the situation. He knows about the relationship. And you just keep praying. You just keep believing. And don't you quit, because he's putting some things together behind the scene that you know nothing about. And tomorrow, suddenly, it could happen. Suddenly this afternoon, you could get that phone call. Amen. Suddenly this afternoon, you could just take a nap and wake up, and there's just that peace there that you didn't have before. Because sometimes God has to get us still long enough to talk to us And sometimes he does it through our dreams. So Paul's prayer for the people of God was that he would fill you with all joy and peace in believing. This is to be the normal state of those that belong to God. And sometimes we feel guilty because we have peace. Sometimes people want to make us feel guilty because we're not all, woo, in a situation. But it's the God of peace working on your behalf. Don't allow people to make you feel guilty when you're not all, because you know the God of peace and you know the God of hope. And you don't have to be acting like that because you know God is working to make all things abound to your good. Paul said that we are saved by hope. We're delivered by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope, for what we man seeth, why does he hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then we do patience wait for it. So in other words, if you don't see it, still hope for it. Amen. If it's not there yet, still hope for it. If you can't touch it, taste it, or feel it, still hope for it. Because it's not in that, amen? So yet we respond by demanding to see a change in the situation. And that's when we get into the, it's not working out. It's not working out. But if you could just see a little something, we want to see just a little something. So even it may not seem like it, know today that God is working behind the scenes and working on your behalf. And God has declared you not guilty. He didn't declare you to be a perfect person. Amen. We can only do at the time what we know to do. That's why we don't hold anything against our parents and sons and daughters. You know, don't make yourself feel guilty because you're not the perfect child. You're not the perfect mother. You're not going to be. And that's okay. Amen. For the mothers who are hurting today and brokenhearted, your identity is not being a mother. I will share a very personal testimony. I was a single mother. I devoted my whole life to my son. He was my world. I did things that I don't like. I don't like deer hunting, y'all. I just don't like deer hunting, okay? Fish is okay because I can sit there and read. But my whole life was my son. He turned 16, of course, being a boy, wanted to get his license and get a vehicle and get a job, which was normal, what he should have done. But 2 or 3 months after getting his license and getting a job, I was lost because I didn't know who I was. I was a Christian filled with the Holy Ghost, but I was completely lost. And so many times we want to say that our identity is in our children or your sons and daughters today that are here that are brokenhearted or whatever else. Your identity is not in your parents. They gave birth to you, but who you are is who God says you are. And you mothers, do not feel guilty today. Do not. The Bible says there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Your parents, let me tell you, and I'll just go ahead and give a little marriage counseling while I'm up here. If you have children, don't make them so much of your life that you have forgotten about one another. Because you will wake up when you're 40, 50 years old and your nest is empty and you're sitting there looking at each other wondering who the other person is. But why? Because you've put your identity in raising your children. Amen. And and that is good. You should do everything you can to raise your children in a godly home. But your identity is not found in being that perfect mother or being that perfect son and daughter. But God wants to heal you of your broken heart. He wants to heal you everywhere you hurt, no matter what the past has been. So for the sons and daughters that are in this house today, your identity is not found in being a child to a mother, but in being a child of God. And from that's the foundation that you can base all of your other relationships on. It's who you are in Christ. Because if you try to have relationships out of Christ, it's going to be in the flesh, and you're going to have to maintain it by the flesh. But when you base your relationships on who you are in Christ and your identity in Christ, then that's a sure foundation. And from that outflows all your other relationships. And they will be because God will give you the wisdom on how to do that relationship and how to make that relationship work, whether it's with your children and or your spouse or whoever brings God into your life. Amen. So whatever reason, you may not be able to celebrate Mother's Day along with everybody else. And a lot of people won't let you know that they're hurting. But I know somebody yesterday because God gave me this message for you. Because we're good about putting that mask on and smiling and thinking everything's okay until we get alone. Amen. But God wants to uncover that, take the mask off, and let Him heal you so that you can start breathing again, so you can start living today. You know, we sing that song, Jesus is here to heal you everywhere you hurt. He's here to free you from every pain and curse. There's no pain Jesus can't feel. There's no hurt He can't heal. There's no sadness that Jesus can't feel. The Bible says in Ephesians that I read at the beginning of the service, He has accepted you. You've been adopted into His family, the family of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just stand today. I want you to bow your head and close your eyes. If you're listening to this message later or you're listening to you right now, I want you to know, Mother, that Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Those that have no children to hold, that are longing for children, I pray that you will be able to have your own children to hold and love through adoption or natural birth, natural by your, you know. Or those that the sons and daughters have been hurt by their mothers and may not have had that mother figure in their life. I just want to pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. I speak healing over you. I speak healing over your broken heart, that you would take these scriptures and psalm and receive that healing today and be delivered from every pain and every curse in Jesus' name. Jesus wants to bring a healing to you today that you can be restored and you can be brought back into rightful relationship with God. He loves you today, and He has big and wonderful plans for you more than you ever know. And just lift your hands again, and we're going to pray over the prayer request today. Father, we just thank you that by the stripes of Jesus, these people are healed. We come into agreement with your word concerning this, Father. You said that by your stripes, by the stripes of Jesus, they are healed. We pray for continued strength and healing for Pastor and Linda as they continue to get stronger every day. Every day, we pray for every addiction in Jesus' name. We curse every addiction. In the name of Jesus, that you brought deliverance at the cross, Lord, and we accept that, Father. And we just give you praise for the rest of this day, for those that are spending time with their families today. We call it a blessed time, and that we are a blessed people. Thank you for this word today, that you've come to heal the brokenhearted. You have come to set the captives free, and we thank you for that today. Amen. Now, Father, as we go from this place, I just speak a blessing over these people this week. I speak the favor of the Lord on them, that everything they touch is blessed, that the favor of the Lord surrounds them as a shield, that they know that they're the head and not the tail. And the church said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Be blessed. Have a blessed week. Go out and bless somebody this week.
Sirius 207 XM 86.